Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura strikes out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Franco steals second. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco bunts towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tomey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tomey hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nuzon moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nuzon tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to third. 2 outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Franco. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Franco steals second. Warren Nuzon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nuzon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nuzon hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. News unsettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berge scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike Lavalier now catching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Cook now pitching. Candy Maldonado pinch hits for Paul Sorrento. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cora fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing first base. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen strikes out. There goes Lavalier. The throw from Alomar to Vizquel, and back to Espinoza, who tags Lavalier out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing right field. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Raines strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Franco strikes out. There goes Thomas. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura is walked intentionally. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Craig Griebeck now playing third base. Robin Ventura now playing first base. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lavalier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Griebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Cajun now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lavalier strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Manny Ramirez. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kirby hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Espinoza hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 0-for-4 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.